No, I did not call. Food service workers, janitors, children, firefighters, and random passers-by, Lil Eichmanns. It says clearly in that passage, which perhaps I should have amplified further in terms of the connotation of Eichmann, because I understood people would understand as I did what Eichmann symbolized, but apparently not.
I'm your enemy. Your natural enemy. Your natural enemy.
They were targeting those people I referred to as little Eichmanns who are making the world economic system hum to the service of the United States and at their expense. These were legitimate targets in the terms that have been imposed.
Your natural enemy.
It says clearly in that passage, the reference is to a technical core of empire, the technicians of empire. Someone want to give me a coherent definition by which someone who is 18 months old, or someone who serves food for a living, or someone who pushes a broom, or someone who is trying to save people in the building, or someone who is just walking by becomes a technician of any sort. Obviously, I was not talking about these people. I was talking about some very specific technical cadre.
You see, multinational corporations are the masters of the poor world nations. Multinational racist corporations are the confusers of the Earth Mother Nations.
Cantor Fitzgerald, that's actually the bond trading firm that took out one-third of its overall personnel and the cream of its bond traders, one fell swoop. That's who were waving their shirts out the windows because they had the upper floors all the way up. So there was a serious blow done. And what is Colin Powell's term? Infrastructure. This is command and control infrastructure.
Backs against the wall. Backs against the wall.
On September 11th, American exceptionalist self-exemption from the terms imposed upon the rest of the planet came to an end. And for that, the people who did it owe no apology whatsoever, which is not an argument to the Taliban. I'm not a particular Taliban supporter, and I'm not a fan of bin Laden. Doesn't matter. Doesn't have to be my hero. The action was correct, given the circumstances that were created here, both by the elites who inflict the pain and by the purported opposition, which really tangibly does nothing to end it.
Manifest destiny. Manifest destiny. I'm your enemy. Your natural enemy.
Clarification is one thing, that's my job too. Apologies another. But those who have been trying to elicit that in some cases, I think, have simply been asking the wrong question, wanting to know if I experienced sorrow or mourning, something like that with regard to the children who died on the aircraft and in the buildings of 911 that day. And the answer is yes, of course. And for the firefighters, and for the food service workers, and for the broom pushers, and for the random passersby, yeah, I do. And it's absolute, it's unequivocal. And it's not one whit more proportionately significant than the mourning, the sorrow I experienced for every single one of those Iraqi children, for every single one of those Palestinian children. None of whom have been mentioned in the criticism in any way at all. It's a one-track record leading back to the 911 victims and nothing else. I even had an Air Force colonel tell me about the last group of people who were in a civilian-occupied facility, meaning the hijackers on 911. Afghanistan and Iraq either didn't happen, or the people there weren't. That is the genocidal mentality. That is the core of the problem. When I start hearing equal sorrow for those brown-skinned others out there dying in the millions, maybe we're getting to some place where all the children will be saved and all the people will be saved.
Manifest destiny. We are your enemies. Your natural enemies. Your natural enemies. Your natural enemies. enemies, your natural enemy.